changed a little. I don't think people have changed. I think people, everyone talks about, people are so different these days. People haven't changed, they're the same. The landscape's changed a little bit. When I started out, the dating websites weren't huge. They were still a niche thing. It was still a little embarrassing to go on a dating website. Now everyone's on Tinder, everyone's on Bumble, everyone's doing these things. And here's the problem everyone's up against. A landscape that looks like there's infinite choice, perceived choice, because it's not the same as real choice. Right, as a guy, you go on these things, you're like, oh my god, look at this buffet, there's so many people. It's not true, right? Perceived choice is what messes people up. Because perceived choice is when the guy who's thinking about breaking up with his girlfriend looks at 1,000 options on his phone and says, look at the amazing world out there. Right? He didn't have that 20 years ago. Right? He had a fight with his girlfriend and she went out and he was lonely. He had nothing, he had no
look
one
at this.
To talk to.
Why is a man that barged in on his cheating wife going to face 15 years? It's up in New Jersey. And I guess the story goes here that one night the wife was going to go out, have dinner, quote unquote dinner, and left the hubby behind with the 5-year-old to babysit. And the hubby needed the iPad, wasn't around. So he, I guess iPad, I mean, I'm Android guy. So I guess the iPad got location finding stuff you can do. I mean, I'm not. Again, I don't have a freaking clue about Apple. But anyway, he was just tracing it and ended up decided to get his hunch on and go ahead and follow his wife. And lo and behold, she was having dinner or more than dinner over at her boss's second floor building. And he barged in. He didn't wave in the fourth floor like Biggie would say and found the guy, her boss, and her having sex. And for some reason, he's being brought into jail for trespassing, breaking and entering, traumatizing the victims, and he's having to go to the jury. Isn't that unbelievable? Unbelievable. And I don't know if a jury of his peers is going to ever convict him. That's for damn sure. Holy cow. Look, I mean, if you're going to want to catch, this is my tips for if you want to catch somebody cheating, all right? This is for Jazz. I would say that the biggest thing you got to do is you got to watch for the pattern of behavior, right? If they change, if they stop doing the things that they did, they disconnect and they don't want to communicate. They don't want to have anything with you sexually or just a lot of the things that were going on good. All of a sudden it shifts and it stops. It has to be like a drastic change. And then what happens is there's no communication. There's no understanding of what the whereabouts are, because that's one thing. But in this day and age, I mean, if you have access to each other, you're able to know what everyone's doing, right? But it's that intuition. You just know when someone is out there doing something they shouldn't be doing. And I guess the hubby knew. You know, we all have patterns and routines. We just got to stick to it. And I guess for me, you know, when it comes to the cheating, I would say to anybody, just don't jump the gun initially and ask questions. Something that if you have a hunch, you go ahead and you hold on. You hold on to it and you take notes, a bunch of them, try to get as much information as you can to figure out. And now with this day and age, heck, you can bug cars, you put cameras and you trace phones. I mean, like this guy did everything. Anything goes, you know, to getting your spouse. It was funny because when I was getting my podcast recorder and I was trying to have them built a phone connector so that when I had phone conversations with people that, you know, I'm able to record them. The lady was looking at it funny beforehand. She was like, are you trying to record somebody? You know, because a lot of spouses come in here and are wanting stuff like this because they want to record their spouses, you know, or somebody else. They want to find out if someone else is cheating. I'm like, no, I'm not doing any of that. I'm just here trying to create a connection. Like, they have to build it specifically in Radio Shack, the outlet that I needed for my recorder. And that was very interesting that was the hottest request. And I told her, no, that wasn't. I'm just doing podcasting and I need it. So when I connect my phone, it's no big deal. But that tells you how prevalent that is, man. The detective work, people go at lengths for all of that. And, you know, I don't prescribe to that. I really don't. I just feel at the end, I can only worry about what's going on in my house, what's going on in my situation. And if somebody is not up to the standards and we're not having a happy household, then it's time to address it. Because I don't look at the person from the outside as the culprit. I look at it as I call something internally for my spouse, for my partner to not be provided for me and vice versa. Like if I go cheat and it's because there's a void missing in the marriage that I can't address or in the relationship. Because that's one of the things, communication. You can't just go to your spouse and say, you know what, hon, I'm not really liking this. I'm really wanting this to be better. You can't do that because obviously that wasn't the terms that you agreed upon in the beginning, or it was something that you can never convey. So it becomes very difficult. That's why I always stress open communication and honesty. That's why I don't mind people listening to all these gazillion podcasts if I talk to somebody, because I want them to know from every angle where I come from. I think it's just very good to understand where you are mentally, because that target is always changing. You know, we're always changing. We're always evolving. So I'm very liberal in that sense because I'm embracing worst case scenarios. You know, I want to have it as is, as we're doing. But if things have to change later on, if your thoughts change, all of a sudden, let's just say you wanted to be with women, or you just didn't want to be with me anymore. You just kind of became asexual. Whatever it is, you know, we try to fix it, or we could just adapt, whatever the case is. You know, like every situation changes. And I think that that's one of the problems in marriage is we don't account for the dynamic of change, and we don't allow for open communication because it offends us. It judges the other people. So, you know, when I see things like this, you know, the woman probably was saying, and I'm not trying to justify her situation, but she probably wasn't feeling exciting at home. For some reason, the husband didn't make her feel like she did in the past. And, you know, women just don't go out there and fuck for shits and giggles, right? I mean, they have a value of keeping a family together. And that's the way it goes sometimes. And I just feel ultimately when it comes to that communication, man, and that openness, it should be something we all should want to do or should have. But I, you know, I was talking to somebody, you know, I've been talking to people about just, you know, my ways of doing things. And I let it be known, like, hey, you know, I'm very upfront, I'm very honest. And it's something that doesn't resonate with people because, again, they're so used to just having the coy and not being told a lot of these things up front. And I've said this before, I'm just a big believer of letting you see everything up front. This is how it is. This is how I think. And if it's something that you feel it sits with you, great. But don't try to change me. Don't try to fuck with my room. This is how I am. Because I think that's the biggest thing at this stage in life. So not only am I open and transparent, but I'm also in the mindset of you're not going to change any bit of what I think. You have to take this package as is. I'm not saying that I can't change, but if you're going into it thinking that I'm going to evolve from this thinking to whatever thinking you have, the moment I start feeling that, I'm not ignoring that anymore, I should say. That's where I think for me, I'm very hypersensitive to that. And I think when you see situations like this, people catching, and it's going to be ongoing, right? I mean, people are going to be cheating, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physically. It's just something that is never going to end because people don't open up fully to one another. And I wish that for us, it would be something that we did. You know, heck, I mean, I fucked up that last night. I'm here watching Neil deGrasse Tyson's Cosmos. Yeah, I guess he's Carl Sagan's 2014 interpretation, where he's just teaching about the galaxy and all that good stuff. It's pretty cool, man. I was very fascinated by it. And during that time, I'm saying to myself, man, I've been talking to this chick. And, you know, I met her, and it's one of those that, oh, man, your pictures got me. I mean, Jesus, you wear a fucking ton of makeup like a clown. I mean, we made out, and it was all fucking makeup all in my face. You know, she covered her bottom very well, so she's just very fat, you know. She had pretty face and big tits, but, yeah, you know, I thought she was a little more fit than when she showed. Listen, it's one thing if you're... if you got meat on your bones, but when it's over exaggerated the way that I felt it was, like this was like 30, 40 pounds, I'm like, you know, I don't know, man. I just get very turned off. And then not only that, but then the killer for me through all of that I just said was that just the conversations weren't deep. And I just get turned off by that. You know, I just can't, I mean, I'm watching Neil deGrasse Tyson. You know, I'm watching Casa de Papel on Netflix. It's kind of like a Ocean's 12 Spanish feel to it. Watching another documentary on drugs, you know, and the food industry and all these things. You know, I'm always trying to learn, and I'm always watching podcasts and videos and all this other stuff, man, and reading. And I just yearn for knowledge and yearn to talk about these things, right? And that person really doesn't have anything to say. I mean, they didn't want to talk about politics. They didn't want to talk about anything going on. It was about work. It was about their daughter. It was about, you know, what they were eating, and it was good. I mean, and that was it. And there was nothing else I can elaborate on. So my mind isn't being stimulated. I like having that banter, that talk. I like being able to learn from somebody, and I wasn't learning anything. This is very basic, very bland. And unfortunately for me, I'm just not a simpleton when it comes to a man. You know, a lot of women are used to a man just being simple, cook him, give him sex, and let him watch his sports, and he's happily ever after. I'm a little more complicated than that. Because I do need the emotional stimulation. I need other different things. But yeah, I ended up cutting off, man. I that was a harsh move by me because I did it in a fashion that it was done. You know, the way I did it to her, it's the way it's been done to me plenty of times. So the game is the game. Now, is that right or wrong? I don't know. I'm kind of saying to myself, man, if I run into this girl out on the bar or something, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to explain myself. But, I mean, again, the game is the game, and it's ruthless out there. It's done to me plenty of times, and I'm just saying, fuck it. I'm going to do it right back. But going back into, you know, things like that, when you see about the cheating and people just having so many disappointments and heartbreaks, it's, I think whenever you get to a point, if you're trying to reconcile and you're trying to do things, you know, and you can't see eye to eye, you got to get a third party involved. You got to get somebody in the third involved, and you guys just got to pour your hearts out about everything and let that mediator kind of let each one of you know what's good and not good. Because I think it's like, I look at it as, you know, I had a buddy of mine, man. I'm going to actually see him real soon. And I know he's going through it. You know, they're going through therapy and all that good stuff. And man, but he's being a loose cannon about it. Like, man, dude, like, you know, you got to, there's certain things you got to do that you got to kind of watch yourself a little bit, you know, making sure that everything, once you, something happens at the household, you're going to have to put all your efforts into your relationship or your marriage or whatever it is. And some people just want to escape from it still because it's so stressful to them. You know, just that act of being found that they cheated on or got cheated on, they're just like, man, I need to get the fuck out of here for a bit. So yeah, I mean, people just need that third person, that referee. I always call it that way, because sometimes what happens is that you have person A and that has a certain view on the relationship and how it should be, and you know, they blame person B and for their things. And then you have person B that has a whole different vision of how the relationship should be, and is telling person A, this is how you need to do things. So they're totally and completely different. It's like a Democrat and a Republican. And that's how they feel, right? They may agree on some things, but, you know, they may agree on reform, but their versions of reform is too different. It's totally contrasting. So you got to get a third party when it comes to these situations, whenever you're trying to keep something intact, in my opinion anyway. And then from there, you have that middle ground where they're either that middle person can go ahead and reaffirm your thoughts, or they're going to go ahead and reaffirm your significant other's thoughts, and you're able to kind of let go of whatever it is that you're trying to hold on to justify your mindset, right? So I don't know. It's just very interesting to me, having that buddy of mine, man. It's going to be cool when I see him next week, but it should be a good time. Yeah. It's a very interesting world out there, man, with dating and all of that. And it never ends. But yeah, I had a cut bait. Had a cut bait. Because I know with me, I mean, I just thought of it long term. I'm like, look, even if this girl gives me sex, amazing sex, I mean, she's overweight. You know, I'm just not into the mental aspect of it. You know, I don't know how open-minded you are. It's like you kind of not going to have any kids anymore. And I want the option to have a kid. I definitely want to have one more kid. So, you know, I was saying to myself, man, I don't want to waste her time. She's real nice and all, but I don't feel like doing it in a manner it should be done. I just felt like cutting bait. I just felt guilty for some reason. I'm like, I don't want to face the repercussions. And, you know, I didn't have sex with her or anything, but she was definitely wanting to go there ASAP. Once she got over the creep, you know, this guy's not a creep level, then let's go ahead and have fun with him. But I just didn't want to go there because sex complicates things. It really does. And I just see the writing on the wall. It's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to fuck her a couple times and then cut her off. I think I'd be more evil if I did it that way. But it's just not something that sits in my conscience now. And, you know, it's something that even if I was with her, I'd be looking for somebody else. Because I just know my criteria. And it's just very hard to find it. And if I do find it, I'm kind of below their pay grade. As I like to say, like, I met somebody, my buddy, God bless him, man. He hooked me up, man. He messaged me during the week and goes, hey, man, I got somebody for you. You know, she likes Puerto Ricans. She works for herself, hair salon, you know, does yoga, all that good stuff. I'm like, okay, send pictures. Boom, 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 sends me. I'm like, okay, approved. Approved. No kids, bunch of Frenchies, you know, wants to settle down, have a family. Has her own place, you know, lives in Naples, and, you know, you look at her Instagram, she's flying on, but then I see her Instagram, and I see, oh, she's flying on private jets, and going to these lavish places, having wine on her hand, and cocktail dresses, and I'm like, she finds me hot and all, and we've been talking a little bit, but, I don't know, man, when it comes to that pay grade, if I'm above it, and I could tell, you know, and women like that, I always say this, women are not going to scale back on their lifestyle. Like, it's something that is very hard for them to do. Why do you think they go after the guy for spousal and alimony and all that shit afterwards? They're not trying to leave that 5-bedroom condo. They're not trying to move into the 2-bedroom apartment, you know? They want to have something to live on. They keep that lifestyle. They like it. They just want to get new dick. But I just thought it was very... very interesting, you know, when I see that and I'm like, well, I'm trying to talk to her and she's not interested, you know, but I know if I was like showing off maybe a nice car and traveling places and, you know, all these things that people that exude money do and are working, maybe she would have more interest, but I'm a simple guy, man. I drop a simple car. I live simple and I don't see myself really doing anything more or less. You know, I have great credit. I probably have great credit than most of y'all. That shit I saw, I was like, damn, 800. Woohoo. But that shit go down like 20 points next month or something. But it's just, you know, I'm just very minimal, man. I'm very simple in life when it comes to the date. Like, I don't have a lot to offer. I'm just me as a human person. I think I'm quality 10. But I remember telling that to somebody I was talking to years ago. I said, you know, I think I'm a 10, but if I had money, then it'd be on. You know, because the money makes such a difference with women. It really does. It's like the whole security thing. Because most women, you know, don't make money. They don't make the money that they should be making. You know, there's definitely a gender gap. And women bust their ass to be where they're at right now as far as career. So if someone has a house, someone has a business, they probably work twice as hard as I've had to work for them to succeed, to find their situation. And they're not trying to settle for anything less. And I get it. No, that's no, but for me, since I'm not chasing that mindset, I'm not chasing that money, it's something that I can't resonate with somebody at that level, but man, she was hot. But we'll see, my man. You know, my man told me you're welcome, and I messaged her a couple of days ago, and she hasn't responded, so. So it just goes to show you that the ones you don't want are the ones that come after you. Right? Because in my head, they're kind of below my standard and expectations. And then the ones I go after, they don't want to do anything with me because I'm below their expectations or below their pay grade. And that's just the way it is, you know, just trying to find somebody that thinks the same and views you in the equal pay grade and hopefully go from there. But it's a very interesting world, man, so far. Very interesting 2018.
Perceived choice. There's the lack of empathy that is bred by looking at people through a screen. So now what do? We treat people worse because we can. Right? So, and you do it too. It's not just men. We treat people worse. We ghost people. Breadcrumbing is the new term, right? Right? Giving a little. We say things that are bolder than we would ever say in person. So what happens is men, at least on the surface, seem less likely to commit today than ever because of the abundance of options. Women I believe en masse have accepted a lower standard because they've drunk the Kool-Aid. They've bought into this idea that men are just worse now and the landscape's just worse now and they have to accept less. And I don't buy it for one second. And let me tell you why I believe that the key right now, the key to winning in love right now, the key to getting something most people aren't getting, 99% of people aren't getting, is to actually be higher maintenance than everybody else. People become better around people who demand more.